White, J.E. White, Emma. Sunnyside, Kooranbong, New South Wales, September 1899. Dear children, Edson and Emma White, I must say to you that your letters confirm all I have had presented to me, that it was your privilege to place yourself in different relations. It has always been presented to me, you well know, that W.C., questioning, White, your mother, and yourself should connect together in the work. But why is it not done? I know of no one who could be a greater help to you in your bookmaking than W.C. White, and you could be a great help to us. I have now decided Marion has served her time with me. She burdens me with her peculiarities, and she cannot do the books I desire to have done. I wrote to you in regard to paying your debts before incurring more debts. I may not have made myself understood, but will say, if you wait the long process you have arranged before you come to us, I fear my time to work will be done. And yet, I do not feel to urge you unreasonably. You will draw from the Review and Herald enough to pay your fare and Emma's fare, and draw what is necessary to bring the things you desire, or see fit to bring, or to make purchases there. Well, I do not see as I can make any more statements than I have made. I warn you not to get up a rivalry in bookmaking, for your danger was presented to me. I am sure if you are here we can get out quite a number of books. I can say no more. It is now 6 o'clock. I have been writing since 1 o'clock. Slept until 12 o'clock. Now, my son, ask God for wisdom. We cannot say you must break away and come to us, but we say, ask the Lord. Get your light from the Lord. He can and will teach all who seek Him and whose will is to do God's will if they know His will. I spoke in my last letter in regard to the case of Sister Rose. You may draw from the office the sum to cancel that debt and charge to my account, and we will settle that business between you and me. I am sure of one thing, that the warning was given me especially for you not to carry out the inclination of your own heart to strive for rivalry in books. I would be able to help you, I know, or put in your power to handle some of my books I anticipate getting out. But, Edson, Marion has been on the strain a long while, and I think she should be released and not kept at the treadwheel until she loses her mind. I greatly desire to have proper help and not have to wait 1 or 2 years, for I know not how I shall be in 1 year from now. I shall try to spend some time in the open air. Last evening, Sarah and I rode with Jasper, Elder Haskell's horse, to Martinsville for oranges. We found enough for the present. Shall go again on Thursday. We brought home 26 dozen for W. C. White and our family, 3 pence per dozen, which is 6 cents per dozen. The trees are all in bloom again for another crop. We have a very nice flower garden. The oranges were ripe when the Union Conference was held. I would not let the family pick many oranges and mandarins, but gave the ministers the privilege of picking the fruit for themselves. The trees are loaded with blossoms and so fragrant. We have plenty of lemons which are in all stages of ripening and are full of blossoms. In much love, Mother, my eyes will close while I am tracing words to you.